I'm speaking today with Brian Hooper at the Studer Institute. Brian, why don't you tell me what your role is?
I'm the director of the Institute. My role is to oversee the research and educational components of what we're going to be doing.
First off, what will the Institute do? Why was it founded?
I think the key is for all of us that in our professional or civic experience, we have very, very competent, well-meaning elected officials and community leaders here in Pensacola, but we've never had any objective metrics to track our progress as a community. Also, we've never really had the opportunity to find new solutions, or there just hasn't been the civic structure in place to affect those solutions. So the Institute is going to help our community, our business leaders, our elected officials, and our citizens by providing independent, objective research into these metrics and possible solutions. We're also going to have a communications arm and outlet to keep those issues front and center.
Can you tell me about the genesis of this organization?
I think a lot of people recognize that Pensacola as a community is certainly on the rise. We have a lot of momentum right now with the completion of the Maritime Park, with what's happening downtown. Pensacola is getting better and better every day. At the same time, we do face many challenges as a community. And I think the Studers saw the need for an independent educational and research institute such as this one to fill in some of those gaps.
What can we expect from the Institute?
We are going to engage in both short-term and long-term research projects. We are currently collaborating with the Haas Center at UWF, and we want to try to identify the key metrics for measuring the health and success of a community.
Can you tell me a little bit about whose idea this was, who's behind it?
It was Quint Studer's idea initially, based on what he was seeing in the community. And he brought me in. I was an attorney with Manuel Shepard and Condon for 5 years. He's also brought in Randy Hammer, the former publisher of the PNJ, you know, twice nominated for Pulitzer Prizes. He was most recently with the Asheville Citizen Times. And he's on board, as is Molly Barrows and Reginald Dogan, who used to be with the PNJ and he also has a background in education and teaching.
What can we expect from the Institute and when?
You can expect to see various white papers, research on the most pressing issues confronting our community. I think our first issue is going to be focused on the link between education and quality of life. You know, how do we improve the economic opportunity for our community? I think that's directly related to our education system, so that's going to be our first focus.
And what kind of actions are you hoping to see as the result of research?
We hope to educate the community in a compelling and interesting way, whatever it is that we find. We want to look at our community with a sober eye. We want to identify the key issues facing it, and we want to try to suggest solutions.
Why an institute? Why not a different kind of nonprofit or a direct action? What was the need for something that's research-based? Can you speak to that?
Sure. We've modeled ourselves on other institutes like the Aspen Institute, for instance, other think tanks. But we're going to be different because we are going to focus specifically on issues facing local communities. And we're going to have objective tools and metrics to measure progress on those issues. We chose the institute model because we believe we have plenty of talent, plenty of good people, plenty of political forces and momentum in the community, but we don't always have a clear path, tested solutions, and data-driven research to inform our decisions. We thought that the Institute model can meet those needs.
So where do you think the Institute will be in 1 year and 5 years?
I think that our immediate goal for the next year is to identify and develop those independent metrics for measuring the health and well-being of our community. And hopefully in 5 years, who knows, but we plan on being a resource not just for Pensacola, but also for local communities around the country. And so I'm very excited about this opportunity.
Yeah. What made you want to get involved with the Studer Institute? Why this change in career?
Well, I very much enjoyed the practice of law, but moving to Pensacola 5 years ago with my family from D.C., I really do think that Pensacola is on the cusp of very great things. And so when this opportunity presented itself, I jumped at it because it gives me personally a chance to directly improve our community through research, through education. And for me, I'm very passionate about community service. I'm very passionate about improving Pensacola, and so this was a natural fit.